screening. I'm John Tesh with today's Intelligence for Your Life Minute.
WRJN AccuWeather forecast. Mostly sunny and mild today, the high 56. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 33 inland, 39 lakeside. Tomorrow some sun, then turning cloudy, high 46. Then tomorrow night chilly with some showers that could mix with wet snow, low 34 to 37. Thursday cloudy, a shower in spots, high 44. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
56? I think I love you, EA. We have sunshine throughout southeast Wisconsin. It's 47 in Kenosha, 40 at the Municipal Airport in Burlington, 46 at Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport, and in Racine at Magnum.media's international headquarters at WRJN, 44 degrees. The wind is out of the south at 12, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. The dew point is at 36, the relative humidity 73%, and the barometric pressure is rising at 29.48. It is 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, and good morning. It is a beautiful day in Wisconsin for a tremendous Tuesday, November 29, 2016, the only 11/29/2016 in the history of humanity. It is National Giving Day, so let us choose on purpose, as we always do, with a purpose to give a great day. Big show planned for you beautiful humans today. Don't go anywhere.
To know him is to love him. Well, that's what he says anyway. Glenn Klein, 9 till 2 on your radio friend, WRJN.
With me and Jesus, got a gone thing going. Me and Jesus, we got it all working. Me and Jesus, we got our own thing going. We don't need nobody to tell us what it's all about. Well, I know a man who once was a sinner. We got our own thing going. Oh, me and Jesus, we got it all worked out. I said, me and Jesus, we got our own thing going. We don't need anybody to tell us what it's all about.
Amen, brothers and sisters. Sundance Head, covering the great classic from Tom T. Hall, Me and Jesus, from last night's voice show. Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat, lovable package. Glenn Klein, it is 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. I am in the studio on a tremendous Tuesday with pastor, author, civil rights leader, Milton Thompson. Welcome back to Community Conversations, Minister Thompson.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Did you sense a theme in our opening tunage this morning?
Yes, and it was a welcome theme. It's always great to hear music about Jesus.
Of course, we did it in your honor and his honor. But also, I saw The Voice last night. This guy, Sundance Head, he is... He kind of looks like Charlie Daniels, big old boy, and he is just killing it. And he did that tremendous rendition last night. I love The Voice. And first of all, I love great music. It's one of the reasons I'm so attracted to your radio friend. Number two, I love the personalities on there. And we have Blake Shelton, who is Sundance Head's coach, country music superstar. Adam Levine of Maroon 5, nice Jewish boy. And now the two female coaches that they brought on for the first season, Miley Cyrus and Alicia Keys, have added so much of just life and decency and just warmth and art. It's just been fantastic. And it's such a mix of music. You have country and gospel and soul and R&B and rock and roll and hip hop and just amazing mixture. And I think, in fact, I know, as I've said on this program before, that it is a perfect example of why this country is going to be just fine. When you have that kind of milieu of beautiful humans come together and appreciate each other for who they are, that bodes well for the country.
That's interesting. That's interesting, and it's true.
Yeah. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good. I'm hopeful.
Are you mourning the passing of Fidel?
I would be one of those people down in Miami, I'm sure, that the Cuban sections of Miami look like Mardi Gras probably right now for all the refugees who risk their lives floating on planks of wood to get away from him and from his oppressive regime.
Yeah, but Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada said that he had a lifelong love affair with the Cuban people.
You know, having a historical perspective, I've seen documentaries of the Russian people crying when Stalin died. And, you know, first of all, I think Trudeau, being a Canadian, knows absolutely nothing about the feelings of the Cuban people.
Well, his dad, Pierre Trudeau, was a good friend of Fidel Castro's, but he caught a lot of grief for his very laudatory statement in the wake of Castro's passing. And now he's not even going to the funeral. Well, President Obama's not going. Vice President Biden is not going. I think that the reaction from guys like Trudeau, but even our own president, that it would be kind to define his statement as milquetoast.
Yes.
I mean, it was absolutely just the classic Barack Obama not saying anything to offend anybody. And yesterday, when Josh Earnest, the White House press secretary, was asked about this, he could not bring himself to describe what Castro had done in any kind of pejorative terms. He called Fidel Castro's behavior the activities that he did as president. And this is one of the reasons that I believe led to Donald Trump, because the American people, a significant percentage, are tired of people just not telling the truth, not being willing to say Islamic radical terrorism. We had another terrorist attack yesterday on the campus of Ohio State University that was ISIS-inspired, apparently. They're not willing to say it. They'll call the shooting at Fort Hood workplace violence.
Yeah.
This is not what the American people want. And Trump's response, his first tweet, was Fidel Castro is dead! Exclamation point.
Mm-hmm.
That's how most Americans would respond to that.
Right.
And that's why Trump has resonated. Well, I've been asking myself and the beautiful humans in the radio audience, what is it about the left that they will embrace a socialist or left-wing dictator and then disdain that of the right wing? I think they both need to be chastised.
Right.
But here's what I think. I think that it has to do with liberal guilt. Because anybody that embraces somebody of color needs to get special dispensation. For example, there's a huge movement on our college campuses to support the Palestinians, not because they need our help, which they do,
right,
but because they are people of color. They compare the Israeli government to the apartheid regime of South Africa. It's an absolute joke, but it's because the Palestinians are people of color. And there's, I think, a longstanding and a residue of feeling guilty about what this country did to people of color.
I think that's part of it. I also think that you see instances, and you'll never hear me quote Bill Maher, but I think liberals have a problem with moral equivalency. Bill Maher made a statement because someone said that right-wing Christian fundamentalists are equivalent to radical Islamic fundamentalists. And when I heard that, I thought, that's the stupidest comparison I've ever heard. But Bill Maher then said, oh, when's the last time you saw a Christian fundamentalist line up a group of people and behead them?
Wait a second. I thought you said you would never quote Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Proving that there's a first time for everything, yes. Ladies and gentlemen. Mill Thompson, who is the author of the book on race, the only one in the room, a right-wing Christian fundamentalist himself, has just quoted the atheist Bill Maher. It's a first.
Yes. But the reason that I quote him is because I was surprised at his observation in being able to take and go beyond the surface comparison between two different groups that people label as fundamentalists and then to believe that they're somehow morally equal. And how do you draw the comparison between a group of people who will blow people up and people who, for the most part, run Chick-fil-A or something else? How do you make that connection?
I think that this is at the heart of what we were talking about too, in the response of those that are more progressive, more liberal, is that there is such an animus towards the Christian right, and I believe rightfully so in a lot of cases. It was the Christian right that dragged their feet on civil rights. It was the Christian right, if you will, that were slave owners of the South. They were good Christian people during their time. And it's people like Jerry Falwell, who eventually organizes the Moral Majority, he was very late to the table on civil mm-hmm. rights. They fight gay rights. They fight other things that those on the left find near and dear to their hearts. So if there's anything that the Christian right is in favor of, they're going to be against it, and vice versa. And certainly the Christian right and conservatives were very much against Fidel Castro.
Yeah, definitely. But what's strange is, and you and I have talked about this before, if you go back to the 60s and you take liberal and conservative and you look at their views on most things, the differences are nuanced. They're not that extreme. Hubert Humphrey was not all that different than Howard Baker when it came to their worldview.
Especially on foreign affairs.
Right. Communism and other things. Yeah. You would have never, if you asked Hubert Humphrey, are you pro-Castro, he would have looked at you like you were insane. They were more aligned, and it was more about, the difference was more about, how do we get the business of government in the United States done? And then it was a matter of different strategies, but it wasn't a radical difference. That's why I have difficulty in today's political climate, because I have trouble believing that they're working on the same thing, that their ends are the same.
Well, the case has been made that certain people on the left and even President Obama want to at least take down the United States a peg or two. And certainly his concept, the president's concept of leading from behind and cozying up to certain regimes like Iran, I mean, how is that beneficial to us and to our ally, Israel? But it makes for a potential legacy. Same thing with his opening of Cuba. He mm-hmm. was looking for legacy things. And now with the election of Trump, it may all go away. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is unbelievable, but I believe a lot of his legacy is going to go away. It's the American exceptionalism. It's funny, I grew up, and so did you, where that was the thread that ran through a lot of the things
and
that we were talking
about.
He
would not even use the word exceptional when referring to the United States. On yesterday's Quality broadcast, I did a commentary about, okay, if you want to do the apology tour, if you want to bow down to certain foreign leaders, fine. If you want to call out Trayvon Martin and the other African-Americans that have died at the hands of law enforcement, or his professor at Cambridge, fine. But how about the other things? How about Kate Steinle, who died at the hands of a violent illegal alien? No mention of that at all. How about reaching out to the police officer families the way that he has to the African-American men's families who have passed away? He's Mill Thompson. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN. We are going to continue our conversation of race on the other side of Tom Carco's newscast, which is following a message, an important message, from Mike MC Hammer Clemens.
Hi, it's Mike Clemens from WRJN. I'm here again with Dr. Patel, the chief medical officer.
Weather forecast, very mild weather today, about as mild as it gets this time of year. But then it'll turn chillier, but it won't get as cold as it often does at this time of year. There is some very cold air building up in central northern Canada, but at first, not going to quite get here. Today, sunny and mild, high 56, clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 33 in the 39 lakeside. Tomorrow, some sun followed by clouds, high 46. Then tomorrow night, some showers that could mix with some wet snow, low 34 to 37. And Thursday, cloudy, maybe a shower in spots, high 44. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Right now in Kenosha, 47 degrees. It's 44 Burlington, Milwaukee 46, and 44 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
56 degrees today.
Enjoy it while you got it.
Well, I'm headed to Florida just in time for the snow.
Good.
You know, because I had the deal with the Almighty when I moved here, but it was just for 1 year, one mild winter. I didn't know that there was going to be a overlap, a residue.
Well, there's residue. But anyway.
So, you know how I've been going to acupuncture?
Yeah.
To get over this chronic pain.
Been helping?
A lot.
Good.
And I have probably 50% less symptoms than I did. I was pretty much disabled. I mean, when Dawn and I went to Lambeau for the Packers game a couple months ago, I could barely walk. I could have used a wheelchair. That's how bad it was. And I was in constant pain. Couldn't even move in bed, stretch, massive cramps. And I felt that, having had some success with acupuncture in the past, that if I really hit it hard, maybe it would get me over the hump, which it has. So I joined a gym. Mm-hmm. I'm back in the gym now.
Yeah.
And it's a place not too far from the Gingerbread House. And so it's open 24 hours, because I get up crazy early a lot. And so they literally, Tom, at this gym, have a cardio theater, like a real theater, with a movie screen and surround sound. And so you can go and do your cardio while you're watching a movie. It goes by very fast. So this morning I was in there about 5:30, and they were running the film, The X-Men Apocalypse.
Okay.
You know who's in that movie?
I do not.
Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend, Olivia Munn.
Okay.
And you know how I've said that basically his relationship with her has really, you know, hurt Aaron's performance. Well, not his relationship, but the way that you cannot just be a pushover and become a vegan because your Hollywood girlfriend says you should become a vegan, for example.
Yes, you've maintained that.
Yes. So I think he's doing a good job, because he performed really well last night, but she's in the movie, and it's one of those X-Men movies. And she plays a bad, bad person in a good way. I mean, she is definitely no one to be trifled with. So I respect Aaron Rodgers. He must be standing up to her more. That's my theory.
Jeez, wow.
You can't be fun at the old radio program, right,
TK?
We
used to have an overnight show that would have been perfect for you. But anyway.
What show was that?
The Art Bell and George Norrie stuff.
I love that show.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
They had some really interesting pokes on that.
Some really interesting theories.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get a recap of the Packers' big win last night in Philly from Titletown.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.